AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he is embarrassed by allegations of sexual harassment, but he's staying in office.
If they were hurt by it, I apologize.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James has started to investigate claims that the governor sexually harassed at least two women in his administration.
What it matters is if anybody was offended by it, and I could intend no offense, but if they were offended by it, then it was wrong.
One former aide, Charlotte Bennett, says Cuomo quizzed her about her sex life and asked whether she would be open to a relationship with an older man. Nearly 2 months to the day after the Capitol riot, Capitol Police say they have intelligence showing a new potential plot to breach the building. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a statement, the Capitol Police say they're ready for any potential threats on March 4th. That date used to be Presidential Inauguration Day, and the threat appears connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will again rise to power March 4th. The statement was issued as the Capitol's acting police chief was testifying before a House panel and saying while there is concerning intelligence, she did not want to get into it publicly. The House's top security official told lawmakers this week there is no indication of groups coming to Washington to commit violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mississippi is telling people they don't have to wear masks. Texas says their mask mandate ends next week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says keep on wearing the mask.
Stamina has worn thin, fatigue is winning, and the exact measures we have taken to stop the pandemic are now too often being flagrantly ignored.
Walensky is worried about stalling progress in the fight against the coronavirus. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. This is AP News. Police in Myanmar are using tear gas and rubber bullets on protesters of the military takeover there. At least 33 people are dead.
In a citizen-produced video, an injured man is rushed on a cart down a street, while a young man points to a puncture wound on his back. Multiple reports from several citizen towns, which are still being independently confirmed, claim police have used live ammunition. Independent television and online news service, the Democratic Voice of Burma, says three people have been shot in the last 24-hour period, including one in the head. Video shows three with injuries after protesters ventured into a main street, then turned and ran to the sound of gunfire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A judge has set $1 million bond for a 15-year-old boy accused of shooting a classmate earlier this week at an Arkansas junior high school. The classmate is in intensive care at a Little Rock hospital. Ed Donahue, AP News.